It's gone 8:30 exactly. This is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, Patricia DeLille has officially vacated her office, very dramatically, of course, on the steps of the court. This is a move that she described as a bend in her career, but certainly not the end. She said this during a press briefing earlier today, where she announced her resignation as the Cape Town mayor, as well as a member of the Democratic Alliance. She addressed the media outside the Western Cape High Court, where she has filed papers to challenge two forensic reports. She says the Bowman reports are politically manipulated and contradictory. She also alleges the law firm had colluded with city officials. DeLille also announced the resignation of two more DA councillors, Pilisiwa Marman, as well as Mr. Jonathan Kipido. This brings to 7 the number of councillors who have resigned since last Thursday. Well, joining me on the line now for the reaction to Mr. Lowell's resignation and claims that she made about the DA is the DA Deputy Chairperson of the Federal Council, Natasha Mazzoni. Later on, we will also be hearing from Pilisiwe Marwan on the decision by herself to resign. Ms. Mazzoni, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima. Lovely to be with you.
Now, let's just quickly listen to Mr. Patricia DeLille announce her resignation, and then I'd like to get the DA's response.
That is why I'm here today. And now that I have turned to the court once more again, I wish to inform the public that I will be resigning today, effective 1900 hours tonight. I have declined many public representative positions offered to me, including being a minister, an MPL, a member of parliament. I have declined those positions because my fight was for fairness and justice and never about a position. That was my fight was all about.
Okay, that is, of course, Ms. Patricia DeLille in a clip that many of you might have seen. Ms. Mazzoni, the DA's official reaction.
Well, Karima, we welcome the resignation of Patricia DeLille as mayor and also her resignation from the Democratic Alliance. Clearly, our values and our principles no longer align. It's been a very difficult and protracted journey, and I think we can now finally put this matter behind us and focus purely on the people of Cape Town.
And what about the court case? DeLille is taking you to court,
She's not taking the DA to court.
No,
the
she's court taking your counsel
to
court.
No.
You control the counsel, Ms. Mazzoni.
It is a multi-party counsel.
Yes, and you have the majority. In fact, you have a two-thirds majority in the council. So let's not split hairs. The point is that she is taking you to court. And she's taking you to court.
We should split hairs.
No. No, Ms. Mazzoni, we don't have direct elections in South Africa. We have a party political system in South Africa. We have a party political system. The DA rules with a two-thirds majority in Parliament. That is a fact. That is not something that we have to debate.
I wish you ruled with a two-thirds majority in Parliament.
No, you rule the city of Cape Town, I said, with a two-thirds majority.
No, you said Parliament, but no. I understand what you mean now.
Ms. Mazzoni, let's stick to the facts here. You are in the majority party. Your council's decision is being challenged in court. Can you, for the record, give me the terms of reference for the second Bowman's report? Where was those terms of reference decided? By who was it decided and when was it decided?
It was decided during a sitting of the City of Cape Town, a full multi-party sitting of the City of Cape Town. It was voted for, including, I may add, by Ms. DeLille herself. And it was decided that Bowman Gilfillan would do a full forensic investigation, which they then completed, and the completed report was brought to the City of Cape Town's full council meeting on last week, Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
So, Ms. Mazzoni, are you saying that Ms. Patricia de Lille is a liar when she says that there's two Bowman reports and they have two different outcomes? The one clears her and the other one doesn't. And that's the basis which she's taking the DA City Council to court in Cape Town?
Karima, I don't like to call people liars. It's not my style. But what I would say is that Ms. Lille is trying to confuse the public. She's repeatedly said that there is an irreconcilable contradiction between the two reports. This is simply a diversion. Both reports find a pattern of interference and manipulation in the governance process. The one happens to be a 34-page report, and the other happens to be a full 2,000-page investigation. And that is what Mr. Lille is taking Bowman Gilfil into court to challenge.
Yes. Now, the point, what I want to ask is, did the city have a mandate for the second report? Because you convinced about that.
Otherwise, why would they have done the second report, Karima? I don't sit in the city council.
That is precisely why I'm asking you. You don't sit in the city council, and the city councillors that have taken issue and that have come out in support of Ms. de Lille has in fact said that's your problem. You don't sit in the council, you don't know the council's business, and therefore whenever you speak on these matters, you have actually not been able to deal with the facts because you are told the facts. So let's bring in a former DA councillor, Mr. Jonathan Kippido, who also resigned today as a member of the DA and as a councillor. Mr. Kippido, is Ms. Mazzoni correct to say that you gave a mandate for a second Bowman's investigation as the council?
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show. Listen, when it comes to the Bowman's thing, I think the best person to speak to the Bowman's reporter is Mr. Lowe, because he was allegedly implicated in this report. I can attest to that we have received two reports. I can also say that in the one report, the last clause, even though it speaks of what Ms. Mazzoni is saying there, the last part of those reports says that Mayor de Lille is not found guilty. And then in another report, it says that there's recommendations that we need to, obviously, the 2,000 page report, which the people out there need to understand, does not just refer to the investigation into Mayor Patricia de Lille, but it also have the bus case in there and many other cases that they were dealing with. So I would rather suggest that we I'm in my vehicle and
do continue, Mr. Kippido. We can hear you clearly.
I just need to move out of the area. I live in a very dangerous area, and yeah, it's just five guys walking down the road now, probably going to do some criminal activity. So I'm just moving out of the area quickly. I'll still speak. But as I said, the concern that I had, with the two reports is that it does contradict one another. And in the caucus on the Monday before council, we discussed the one report where the suggestion came that we need to go and open a criminal case by the South African police. The other report was not in the caucus. The other report was only received the evening, strangely signed on the same day by the officials, printed on the same day by the officials, and then delivered by you on the same day by the officials while we were in caucus, and no mention was made of that. Then we were taken to the council day on Thursday, and in the morning this report was discussed. And at the time when they brought that, you know, you've been fighting and fighting and fighting within that caucus for more than a year now around this matter, you haven't given up, but you have just decided to say to yourself, let the law take its course and let them just continue doing on what they are doing. Because you're tired of trying to explain to the DA what's happening inside the caucus, what's happening inside the party, and you, unfortunately, are not, maybe I'm not as prominent as other leaders, that when we speak, most of us that is part of the other that were part of the, let me rather say were, because I have resigned, that were part of those other councillors, we were not heard. Whatever we said, no matter how we tried to show whatever errors were in whatever documents, no notice were taken from our side. It was just whatever the other people said within the caucus, that was what was taken to account.
Okay, Ms. Mazzoni, I've also got another former DA councillor, Piliswa Marman, who has resigned from the DA. She's also a councillor. Ms. Marman, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I want to come back to the question of the two reports. I know that you are all saying Mr. Lowell must speak on this matter, but you are all council members. And my understanding is that you took a decision that there must be an investigation. Bowman's Cape Town did an investigation. And then you got this report that Mr. Kipido was now explaining how it arrived on the same day and so on from Bowman's in Johannesburg. From your recollection as a DA councillor, why were there two reports? Did you give a mandate for a second report? Is the second report an adjunct of the first report? How do you understand it as a councillor? Because you're right there, Ms. Mazzoni doesn't serve on the Cape Town City Council.
Yes, first of all, I want to know where Natasha does have this information. Because Natasha is not a council member. Maybe he got the information from Calvin, his husband, the DAMP. Because I'm the member of the council. I know that the two reports, and we did argue about these two reports. But I'm so furious about Natasha. And let me tell you, as a DA member from 2008, I don't know who elected Natasha, because I was in the conference. Who is Natasha, in fact?
Ms. Mazzoni,
who is Mazzoni? Because listen first, because I take a flight from Cape Town to the conference, to the Congress of the Democratic Alliance in Pietermaritzburg. She was not elected. I just saw a white person in the TV. I've been in Democratic Alliance. I've been in every event as the MC of the Democratic Alliance. Who is this woman?
Ms. Mazzoni, there's been a lot of criticism about how you got to your position. There's been a lot of disagreements about it.
Absolutely ludicrous.
No.
I've been a member of the Democratic Alliance since the year 2000. I've been a member of Parliament since 2009. I'm the Deputy Chairperson of the Federal Council and the Federal Executive. I'm the Shadow Minister of Public Enterprises. If this councillor doesn't know who I am, then I'm very pleased that she's left the Democratic Alliance, because clearly her and I have been in two different universes, never mind two different parties.
Now, that is actually quite telling, because a lot of people are, in fact, speculating that you are about to split as an organization, that the DA is going to split because, like you say, you and Ms. Piliswa simply cannot possibly be in the same organization by your own admission and word. Do you expect a split in the Democratic Alliance? And how do you think it's going to impact Ms. Natasha Mazzoni on your electoral fortunes in the Western Cape, given the fact that the voters are clearly upset? You've had brand damage, you've had reputational damage, and of course you have a court case hanging over your head.
There is absolutely no chance whatsoever of a split within the Democratic Alliance. There are a few disgruntled councillors who were not members of a party, they were members of a member, who left alongside that member. This often happens when a prominent leader in a political party leaves. We were expecting it, and Karima, there might be even a few more that leave along with Patricia de Lille. The DA has never been stronger. It has never been more united. And I'd also like to tell the councillor that there was never a conference in Tshwane.
Yeah.
And at that conference,
Ms. Mazzoni,
we adopted a whole lot of new principles that included freeness, fairness, opportunity, and diversity. Every single province, their provincial leaders stood up and proudly nominated Musi Maimane to be the leader of the Democratic Alliance.
Ms. Mazzoni, can I ask you a question? You said the DA has never been more united. Do you honestly believe that? Do you honestly think voters believe that? Show me how united you are.
How would you like me to show you how united we are?
You've just had your mayor in Cape Town resign. You have several councillors resigning. More are resigning. You have people that are unhappy across your organisation. And you're telling me you are a united party. How seriously must I take you?
Well, Karima, I know you would love to think that we're not a united party, but I think if you look at the way the campaign has been launched just over a month ago, the prominence in which we've launched our provincial, each provincial campaign has been launched, the way we have people working on the ground all the time, the way we managed to win the Johannesburg Metro, the Tshwane Metro, the Nelson Mandela Metro. This is not a sign of a party in distress. This is a sign of a party on an upward trajectory. And we've had a glitch with Patricia Delol. You know very well I was the first person to apologize for the confusion and the anger that it may have caused. But we put this chapter behind us now and we move forward with one goal, and that is to create one South Africa for all South Africans and to ensure excellent service delivery.
Mr. Jonathan Kipido, you've been a member of the DA Council. You've served the city. You are no longer a member of the DA Council. You're also no longer a member of the Democratic Alliance. Do you share Ms. Mazzoni's view that the DA is going to suffer no damage, that it's united, and that you were never real members of the organization? You were a member's member.
No, let me correct Natasha here, and I agree with my colleague on the other side. We haven't voted at our Congress. We haven't voted her into this position, but nonetheless, let me come to this one thing of members of members. I wrote to Musi Maimane. She can go ask him tonight. She can go look at my emails that I sent to him. In one email I sent to him, and even if you look at my resignation letter that I put through today, it also makes reference to this very same thing that I'm bringing to your attention now. On the 16th of April, we had our, after conference, we had a caucus meeting, and at that caucus meeting, it wasn't even on our agenda, it was sneaked into the caucus meeting, where they said that they want to test another motion of no confidence. Strangely, for the life of me, I can't believe, less than 48 hours later, Natasha and all her people were on the phone. And then they had a teleconference, where they discussed the motion of no confidence, the possibility of a motion of no confidence in Patricia Delol. And then on the 20th, we as councillors received, just after the 20th, we received the motion of no confidence submitted by Councillor Angus McKenzie. But when you look at the email, because I've been requested from the caucus chairperson, the email that was sent to the federal executive, because how is it possible that we receive a motion 2 days after the decision was made? And when I looked at the content of it, besides clause 4 on listing that speaks to the Skippers case, which was not even at the caucus yet. So besides that, everything else was exactly like Alderman Smith or J.P. Smith wrote to James Self at the time. So when Natasha wants to talk about members of members, she really need to look at those people that are following her and following J.P. Smith, because that is the real members of members. So if you want to ask me, is it looking good for the DA from here onward forward? My honest opinion, I don't think so.
Ms. Mazzoni?
Well, Karima, I think that you're having a very biased conversation here with two people who are obviously disgruntled members of the Democratic Alliance. I think you should also get a few people that are still in the caucus and still members of the DA on the line too, to get a balance.
It would be lovely if you make yourself available, Ms. Natasha Mazzoni.
No, I'm not in the caucus, Karima. I'm a member of parliament. I'm not a member of the caucus.
Yes. So the DA has been invited on several occasions. Please use the opportunity to make your points.
So my point is this. I'm a member of FedEx. I will not talk out of a FedEx meeting. I have absolutely no idea to what Mr. Cupido speaks about. I can't understand him. I didn't make out half of what he said. I think that's just because he's in there's a bad connection here. He's talking about some letters from people I don't know. I cannot comment on it because I have no idea to what he refers. I have never been to a single caucus meeting of the City of Cape Town because I'm not a city councillor, and I just don't know what he's talking about, I'm afraid.
I'm just going to bring in Ms. Marman for a final comment. Just in terms of your way forward, are you considering joining other political parties, Ms. Marman?
Before that, let me ask the question to Natasha first. Why is the deputy being charged, that is the deputy mayor, Ian Nelson? As a councillor, I read in the report, he was not implicated. So why Natasha now is involved in the council work? Because I didn't see Natasha even one meeting in the city of council. I've been a councillor since 2011. I know everything. I've been in the DA 2008. I've been working with the DA. I'm still asking where Natasha comes, because the Democratic Alliance, we didn't elect. Secondly, I'm still thinking.
Ms. Marman, we've run out of time. My apologies. I'll have to interrupt you. We've got to go to a break. Ms. Natasha Mazzoni, thank you so much for finally making yourself available. And Mr. Kipido and Ms. Marman, thank you for coming onto the program.